In Tune with Naledi Maleo on SAFM.
It's 5 minutes after 12. A good afternoon to you. Welcome to In Tune here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. I'm Naledi Maleo with you until 1 o'clock. And this is the hour that focuses specifically on young people and youth issues. And a lot to be talked about. I have to say that I'm so saddened by the story that we just heard in the news now of a child who was beaten until he had to be hospitalized because he just lost his shoes. I don't understand what's happening with the levels of violence in this country, but those are issues that we will continue to look at here on the show. But this afternoon, though, we're talking about an equally important issue, and that is the self-esteem of young girls, especially body shaming and how it affects how young girls see themselves. We'll speak to Lerato Mofome, who is in our Joburg studio. How are you doing, Lerato?
I'm good, how are you?
So good to have you with us. And also joining us from our Mafikeng studio is Kokontle Kuku Midupi. Kokontle, how are you?
It's Kokontle, but thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
What's your name? What's Kuku.
Nickname struggles. So since keep her the name Gugu and it's dark.
Oh, okay. No, I understand. Yeah. How's the weather in Mafikeng? It's cold here in Joburg.
Oh, right here it's very warm. It's humanate, man. We chilled.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, you're so lucky. This is, you know, when you followed me on Twitter this week, I went and looked at your timeline, and I thought, not only are you incredibly beautiful,
oh my,
but you also have, you know, so much to share and say to young girls, and you consider yourself a body activist. Why do you think that's such an important thing to use to label yourself and call yourself a body activist?
You know, the thing is, society has set standards of what beautiful, incredible, sexy is. So I've had self issues. I've had issues about not feeling that I'm good enough. I've had issues whereby I felt I don't have legs long enough. I have cellulite. I have stretch marks. My hair is too coarse for me to be called beautiful. So I relate very much to how it feels to not feel self-worthy. I know what self-hate is. So I feel that's the reason above everything else why I am so much into being a body activist and preaching the message of self-love, self-appreciation.
Yeah. Well, we have another plus-size model here in studio with us, Mandy Lerato Mofome.
Yes.
And you are a voiceover artist.
Yes.
And a plus-size model.
Yes.
Gorgeous, I must say.
Oh, she's in studio with us.
why do you think it's important for women to speak out against body shaming?
I think it's important because actually from a young age, if you go around and see how, like, plus size kids are, like, and then it affects the way they are around people. Mm. When you get to college, when you get to working environments, the way you deal with other people, it does affect you if you don't deal with it from, like, a young age. Understanding that when people body shame you, it's got nothing to do with you. Most of the time, they don't even care about you. Mm. Like, it's just, it's like bullying. It's basically bullying.
Yeah.
And if you also see it on social media now, it's just, it's ridiculous. So.
Yeah, you know what saddens me about it, Khorondla, is that you also have body shaming that comes from both boys and it comes from women as well. So we all do it across the board. And I've seen even bigger women still body shaming other women and saying, no, but she's bigger. And I think there's something about the self-esteem, especially of girls, that says, not only are we not comfortable in our own skills, whether in our own skins, whether I'm a small girl or whether I'm a big girl, but there's something in my own self-esteem that says I'm not comfortable in myself. So to make myself feel better, I have to say something bad about Khokhontle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what we do. Mm. You know, one thing that I've noticed is that we as people tend to body shaming, and we make it a spectrum to make ourselves feel better. Yeah. I mean, if the next person feels lower than I do, then it works for me. It makes me feel better as a person. And we need to stop that. We need to stray away from making other people feel bad about themselves to make ourselves feel good. Mm. We do it, and sometimes we do it and we don't even notice that we do it. Thing is, when you body shame, when you throw subliminal messages at the next person, you don't understand the damage it does to that person.
Yeah.
To you, you're just talking. You could be like, ooh, girl, you so fat, and it passes. But to the next person, it sticks.
Mm.
That's the problem. It sticks.
What are some of the things that you've heard, Khokhundla, that people have said negatively about you and your body that have stuck, that for you, you had to work really hard to shake off?
Mm. No, I've been told, girl, are you sure you should be eating that?
Batum.
I'm like, what? But I love food. Allow me. I want to eat. And they don't get it. I've heard so many things. Some are even curse words that I won't say live. But yeah, it's painful, man. It's not nice. It's painful. And it takes a lifetime to work on yourself. It takes every day. Like, working on yourself doesn't come easy. People who are super confident will just be like, ugh, man, what's that? I mean, just love yourself.
They brush it off.
They don't understand that self-love takes time.
Yeah.
Self-love is something that you need to work on every single day.
Yeah.
It's something that you need to believe when you say it. You can just say, you know what, girl, you're beautiful, to yourself, but you don't believe it.
Yes.
So it's something that we should just keep on working on and actually believe it.
Yeah, we need to start talking about what is behind the shaming of women's bodies, you know. And I've heard it being, you know, I've heard body shaming in the media, mainstream media, people that you expect to be responsible with their voice in the media, body shaming others. And we need to start talking about what is behind it. Why do we seem to think that there's one specific body mold that works? And the problem is that it starts off when we are young like this, and it lasts way into our adulthood. I mean, I've met 50-year-old women that still are uncomfortable with their bodies.
Amen.
And we need to understand why. What is at the root of this? And I'll take calls as well. 0891-104-207. Send SMSs to 40938.
In Tune with Naledi Maleo on SAFM.
It is indeed In Tune, and we're talking body shaming and the effects that it has on the self-esteem of young girls. And I think we can actually talk about this in the context of boys as well. I really think that's equally important. We'll take your calls, 0891-104-207. What do you think is behind body shaming, and why we seem to believe that there's one specific body type that is acceptable, that we all want to conform to, when the reality is that body shape, that hourglass, small waist, you know, big boobs, rounded bum, is found in such a minuscule amount of women, and yet we all want to look just like that. Why do you think it happens, Mandy?
I think, and this, if you look at it, it changes.
Mm.
Like, from at the beginning, it was like, if you're slim, it's the in thing.
Yes.
But now it's the hourglass figure.
Yeah.
So you can't keep up with that.
Mm.
And another thing, you spoke about how big women would body shame other big women.
Mm.
I remember when I think I was in grade 8 or grade 9.
Mm.
So it was another big woman. And then she was just saying, oh, at least I'm not as big as you.
Imagine.
You know, she told me this.
Imagine.
But then because...
And grade 8 and grade 9, that's your early teenage
years. Yes, you just made
years.
It to high school, you
yeah.
know. And then, but then, I don't know, I've always been like a confident person. I've always liked looking good. And
yeah.
even though sometimes I'd be, you know, like... Khokhundla was saying that it's an ongoing journey. It's true, it's an ongoing journey. You don't just come to a point where you're like, okay, I'm officially confident. You always constantly have to tell yourself, like, you know, these mean people have nothing to do with me.
Mm.
Yes, and speaking about like grade 8, so this girl was just saying how she's at least I'm not as big as you and whatever going on. But then fast forward a few years later, I'm getting an inbox on Facebook saying, oh, you inspire me so much, this.
Man.
And then I got to understand that, you know what, don't take it personal sometimes if you can. It's got nothing to do with you. She was probably making herself feel better. Because,
yeah.
yes, it bothered me for like 2 minutes and I got over it. Because I've always thought I'm beautiful. Whether you're trying to lose weight, trying to gain weight, you cannot hate yourself into loving yourself, if
yeah.
you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And body shaming happens in all sizes.
You can't hate yourself
into loving yourself. Like, you love yourself today, just because even me now, as the funniest thing, I'm at my biggest I've ever been, and I'm at my most confident I've ever been.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm not trying to be like, try to be healthy. Yes, it's hard, I must say.
For all of us.
Yes, for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, hate myself because I'm not at my goal size or anything like that. I'm just, you love yourself, appreciate yourself, and just, if you're going to gym, go to gym if you want to. But then, love yourself through it. You don't, like, look good while you're doing it. Don't wait for tomorrow to start loving yourself.
Don't wait for size 30.
Yes.
To start loving yourself.
Because you'll be shocked. You'll get to 30 and you'll still hate yourself.
And you'll still have issues. It's so true. What frightens me, Khokhontle, is that we girls especially, look at their bodies and they feel a certain way about their bodies. Either they feel that their bodies are really beautiful or that their bodies aren't beautiful enough. But it's always because they want to be seen in a certain way by boys. So it's not even about themselves. It's not even about your health. It's not even about a certain outfit that you'd like to wear. It's about what the boys find sexy, what's in the music video. And I don't know how we start to change that. You know, where do we even begin to say, guys, don't worry so much about the boys. There will be a boy who's going to love you just the way you are. But but don't focus on wanting to become a sex symbol. Mm. I'm afraid that we all want to be sex symbols when sex is such a minuscule part of our lives.
Mm. But
Let's respond quickly. Okay.
You know, the scariest thing about this is that we allow the next person to determine who you are.
Mm.
We allow the next person to determine if you're beautiful. We allow the next person to determine if you're girlfriend worthy. We allow the next person to determine if you're good enough. That's the scariest part. And it's so scary because it's woman on woman hate.
Yeah.
It's boys on woman hate.
Mm.
And we belittle ourselves so much because we are not according to the society standards. Society has its own definition of beauty. It has its own definition of what they appreciate.
Mm.
And we want to set ourselves to those standards. It's so scary. Such things are depressing. They're the same reasons why a girl somewhere is sitting in the corner, she's crying and she's sad because she's not good enough according to society standards. It's so scary.
Yeah.
It's so scary because it's a real life thing. It's something that we live with every single day. You understand?
Yeah. And there's no hiding from it. You wanted to say something, man.
You cannot shy away from it.
I wanted to say that, yes, sometimes we do, like, you'd find that women are doing it for boys. But then I feel, maybe it's just me, most of the time it's just we always want to look like other girls. Guys, yes, guys do bring down women in many ways, more than body shaming, some guys. But then most of the time it's just you trying to look like the other women. Mm. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I've never really had a lot of problem with, like, guys. It's mostly women.
I say that because Hondler was talking about how it's society that wants us to look a certain way. But I also feel that, you know, if you'd gone back to the music videos, like South African music videos in the 80s, you would have found big women that were, you know,
proud.
That were proud, and the country loved them, and women wanted to look just like them. I'm thinking of Tiny. Do you remember Tiny, that singer? I'm thinking of Wendy Mseleko, women that were big and were still aspirational. But now the music videos, you'd want to be just like them. But women in our day and age, or music videos in our day and age, all the singers, all the big stars, all the movie actresses all look the same. And those that don't, we almost, you know, highlight and say, oh no, that one is special. You know, because she's big, she's special. But this is what a movie star should look like. This is what a girl in a music video should look like.
True.
Yeah, that's what all the messages in our media are saying. Let's take calls though. 0891-104207. Kalala is on the line in Cape Town. Kalala, good afternoon.
I'm a lady and I would love to greet all your guests.
Hi, Kalala.
I'm a lady, you know, it's a very good topic, but I would say it's also a sensitive topic.
Mm.
And then I'm going to be honest with you, trying to answer some questions even though you do not put that question to the public.
Go ahead, yeah.
Why they want to have a certain body? Now, lady, I sorry to blame the media because you are also a media.
I'm
blaming the media. Why? Because in my days also when I was like a young boy growing up, I did not know this thing of curves and hips and that, no. But now, since what is the lady name, Kim Kardashian, and the other one that makes fake things, Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
And all those sort of ladies, because they are celebrity, and because the society, we tend to put celebrity as a role model. And then when people go for voting for Miss South Africa or Miss World and Beauty, sometimes they focus on those useless things. Sorry to call it useless for those who think they are the most important, that there is a freedom anyway. Those useless things of how the bum of the lady look like and how the lips look like. And the people went further today. By product, I can give an example in Congo. There is certain people must put women put behind there so they can have bigger ones. And sometimes they go oversized, sometimes they get more things coming in retail. But I really enjoy the topic, and I really, I'll say it's up to that lady for asking. She said, love yourself.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be talking about one thing of you. Don't worry, if a man loves you, he will be for next. If a man loves you, he has to love you for.
Okay, your line is missing us up, Halal. Your line is getting quite difficult, but I think we've got the gist of that, and that is, you know, why do we want to look like, and this is the important thing, we all want to look like people that have gone under the knife.
They don't even look like themselves.
They don't look like that themselves.
But another thing is, I also don't have a problem with people who are doing plastic surgeries. It's do you, like, as much as we're saying right now, we're speaking for big women because it's never really happened. Like, it's mostly a certain size where they are celebrated. But then anybody, if you, there are, I have like super slim friends who have body shame, who experience body shaming.
Yeah.
So like, just love yourself, be happy with yourself. We're all made to be different. Like, yes.
Okay. Well, we're gonna start talking about how we start improving the way we see ourselves for ourselves, right? Because Mandy Lerato and Hohontle have both done it. And you've got to get on Twitter and see these women on Twitter. They are gorgeous. They're sexy. You read what they put up. They're smart as well. Like I said, I was stuck on Hohontle's timeline for hours. I just went scrolling and scrolling and scrolling because there's so much to see and so much that she writes about that's so important. So she's more than just her body. And then there are pictures where she bears her body, and it is absolutely just sizzling, absolutely sizzling, right?
So
we'll talk about how we start building that confidence in ourselves, whether you're slim, whether you're big, whether you're male, whether you're female, and we'll take your SMSs on that one as well. 40938.
In Tune with Naledi Maleo on SAFM.
All right, you're still on In Tune, and we're talking body shaming and how its effects really on how girls, young girls especially, see themselves. I'll take one or two calls, 0891-104-207. Send SMSs to 40938. And let's see some of the SMSs that have come in. Some people are after someone's comments, like, you look fat or you look very thin, then you just feel uncomfortable and you just want to change. Just accept who you are and be yourself. That's Makwabeni from Makonde in Limpopo. See, it's so easy to say, just accept yourself for who you are. I've been told for the longest time, Naledi, you have a stunning body. And then in the same breath, I've been told, but. You know, there's always a but. You have a stunning body, but. This part of your body, ear short. You have a nice body, but. Hey, those feet. You have a stunning body, but. Hey, lomkaba. You know, when is it ever going to be enough? So at some point, you have to start saying, you know what? If I start looking from approval from the outside in, I'm never going to be satisfied. Never. So where do I start as a young girl? You know, especially when you are before the age of 30, all we do is worry about how the world sees us. How did you start saying, no, I'm a hot girl.
Waiti, Naledi, ne? I think the worst I've heard was just last year. I was doing my final year in psychology and communications, you know. yes, I'm currently doing my honors in communications.
Yes, girl.
I'm coming for your job, Naledi.
You come and get it, girl. Come and get it, baby.
But anyway, the worst I've heard, I was walking into campus This woman just stopped me and she was like, Nana, I'm thinking maybe about the direction or something. Somebody. But when I get there, she's like, you know what? You should bathe in Epsom salt. Every time I tap out in Epsom salt, and it will help you control this. You should do this before it gets out of hand. 1.1 usaka ke santle ke go bona. So
1.1
o tsana kae? 1.2 o mang? And who are you to tell me this? Thing is, I want all the young girls, all the young boys, people my age groups, even older, to know that criticism, hate is inevitable.
Yeah.
It's something that you cannot stop. It's just like death. You know what? Death it like at any time,
please.
And you cannot stop it.
Yeah.
There's the same kind of hate and criticism. It lo hotla whether wa battle or how badly. Mari, you should know how to handle it. And obviously, you don't get used to it, man. You don't get used to moto a criticize all the time. Even if you got the criticism every day, the first day we utwang, it feels like it's new.
Yeah.
It causes damage to your self-esteem. It causes damage to you as a person, as a whole. But I just want them to know that they should never stop working on yourself. If you start working on yourself today, or waiting my today, Yatsuha and Gugu, I'm going to go to the mirror and say, girl, you beautiful. Girl, you smart. You should do that every single day, because it's something that it's ongoing. Hate comes, so you must counteract it, like, every day. Work on counteracting that hate. Work on counteracting that criticism.
Yeah.
You understand?
Counteract it with self-love.
Yes.
What's your recipe, Mandy?
My recipe? Like, honest, I think I've, not even just with, like, body shaming or anything, because... my passion is to actually do what you're doing, TV presenting.
So two people here that want my job.
We want your job. Yes.
Yeah.
So when you go, like, I go for so many auditions, and then you know this industry,
first of all,
they're not going to hide anything from you. They will tell you, like, okay, this is the certain look we're looking for and everything like that. But then I've learned to, especially with also strangers or anything, I've learned to not let... Like, yes, it does throw you off a little bit. We're human.
Yeah.
And then you get... But then not to... Don't take it personally. Don't let it define you. You always have to have something that you tell yourself you believe in. And you know, because it's never coming from a good place. Most of the time, it's not coming from a good place. They don't even care. The minute you walk away, they're not even going to buy you those vegetables or whatever they're trying to... Yes. And I've had a similar story to her. I went to... I remember the other day I was going to even SARS, and sometimes you don't even know how to like respond to when it's somebody older than you, and it's an, you know, they told me the same things, like, you know what, you look good, but don't gain weight, don't gain any more weight. Ask people to this lady, hey, she told me, ask people to hold your legs and shake them, so that, because I'm heavier on the bottom. Yes, she literally told me this. She doesn't know me. I was just there for my staff text returns, whatever. And she was like, you know what, you must ask people to hold your legs, shake you, because this weight on your legs is doing A, B, and C. I'm like, okay. I do, like, imagine. Just imagine.
Nahana, hold my legs and shake them.
Yes, I don't know if the fat is supposed to go to the stomach. I don't know what is supposed to happen.
It must be fairly distributed, like, by being shaken.
Yes.
This
I was
is
like,
ridiculous.
Okay, mama, I will tell them. Like,
so ridiculous.
And then they'll use words like, as if my body's going to be ruined by something.
She literally told me before it gets out of hand.
Out of hand.
Mama warinke.
No, ladies, you know what? I'll tell you this. You guys have inspired everybody who's listening. I know that. The confidence you've gotten us to laugh, and anybody who's been body shaming must feel like a big fool this afternoon. Thank you so much. Twitter handle. Give us that Twitter handle, because people need to see that timeline.
Twitter is @Gugu, but you can simply search ka pineapples. And then Instagram is fat girl.
Yes.
I'm so proud. I'm owning it. Fat girl _Gugu. And we can also do Facebook. It's Gugontle Gugu Midupi. Thank you so much for having me, Naledi. Ko rataka love.
Kalove, girl. So cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kukumidupi in our Mufftown studios. Oh, I'd love to be in Mafikeng right now. Your Twitter handle, Mandy?
It's Mandy Lerato on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
She's a plus size model. She's making money from the thickness.
Yes, breaking barriers. It's hard, but I'm knocking down those doors. Hey,
no, she's making money from the thickness, and you can go ahead and judge her if you want to. But she's gaining from it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So good having you with us.
Thank you so much.